Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm not sick anymore, all right? I'm fully recovered. We're obviously a few days late, just life, all right? Y'all understand. Yeah. But there's a lot to talk about, so I'm excited because there's a lot of topics, especially considering my team. Y'all should already know by now I'm a Patriots fan. I'm excited. There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. There is a lot to talk about. We had to hold this in. We have not talked about any of these games because the only thing we talked about was the Robert Saleh, and that was still haven't really gave our...
Very, very short because we're like, yeah. Oh, let's save it for the pod.
Yeah, so... do you want to start off with talking about Robert Saleh since...
Yeah, I figure that's a good place to start.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on the Robert Saleh firing?
When your quarterback throws three interceptions, one pick six, and two other interceptions, and you get fired for it, that's not your fault. That's where I see ownership coming in and meddling where they don't belong. I think that was the dumbest move. There were teams in the past that have been 1-4 at this point in time and still go on to make the playoffs. They can still make a playoff push. They got Adams. They still could make a playoff push. They would have been fine. Like, I still think they're going to be okay. I just think they would have been better off with Saleh as a leader. I don't know. I didn't like it right now. If it was end of season and they were like 6-11, I would have been like, yeah, I agree. But right now, it's just too early. First month of the season, yeah. It's just too early.
Yeah, I completely agree. It was unexpected. It was very unexpected. I think firing your head coach 5 games in the season, it kills the team morale. Mm-hmm. And it just kills the whole vibe for the rest of the season. Because now it's like you kind of threw in the white flag. Because I don't think there's ever been a coach fired this early on and still make the playoffs.
Oh, the team? No, not this early. Never this early. Obviously, Josh McDaniels was fired and the team, I think, made the playoffs with Pierce, right? Or were they close?
I think they were a game or two. Yeah, they didn't make the playoffs
like
last year.
Off or something. But yeah, like that's like the exception. The only coaches to get fired this early have been like Urban Meyer.
Yeah, and that was a... That was completely fair, yeah.
This is one of those, like, stupid.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even blame it on... I wouldn't even blame it on Robert Saleh, though. Like, when do you see... They showed on the broadcast Aaron Rodgers sitting by himself and Tyrod Taylor, the backup quarterback, talking to the wide receivers. What?
Rodgers just isn't Rodgers anymore.
He looks upset. Like, he just looks like he's tired of football.
He's probably going to retire sooner or later. I give him a year, maybe two. They're drafting a quarterback. I'm 100% sure now that they are drafting.
You just have to give up on the Rodgers era. Like, I know it's so early on.
Yeah.
But, like, he just brings nothing to the table for you. Like,
he also has, like, against in the Patriots game. He had a lot of good moments in that game, but then he proceeded to play Brian Flores and get mollywopped.
Yeah. And I don't want to say he brings nothing to the table. Like, obviously, it's Aaron Rodgers, and he still has got the talent. He's slowed down. But the biggest thing with Rodgers is he has zero connections with his receivers. Garrett Wilson, he has zero connections with. Alan Lazard is his best connection. Like, they have no chemistry out there. Which and yes...
If they bring in Adams, I mean...
That's the best case scenario. And maybe the connection's still there. Maybe the chemistry...
Hopefully.
But yeah, you can also blame it on the offensive line, but it's still like... It's to the point where Rodgers is just like... not making the throws he needs to his receivers and not having that chemistry. And it feels like Rodgers has given up.
I kind of see it. I mean, I think Rodgers sticks next year, but, like, they draft a quarterback, and Rodgers goes until he's
in. Oh, if they draft a quarterback in the first round, you already know how it went with the Packers. Yeah. He will not be happy.
I mean, probably second-round guy then. I don't know. They're going to do something to keep Rodgers happy, but also get a guy.
Yeah. They're so focused on keeping Rodgers happy, it's kind of ridiculous at this point.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Garrett Wilson should be, like, he's a dog. So I don't know why you're not having a better season.
What I think it was his last. No, well, that's the thing. He had a great day last week. Like, actually, like, a great game. This past weekend. So he's second in the league in receptions, 22nd in yards, and 23rd in touchdowns. That's not as good as it should be. The Timberwolves is fine. Everything else isn't.
Yeah, on paper, this team, like, is good.
I remember. We looked so bad for that, by the way.
Yeah, we should have knew the Jets aura is... Should have just brought it down.
Well, like, the whole AFC East just looks bad for us right now. Well, outside of the Patriots. And then the Dolphins saying, we get a pass. Injuries, you can't predict.
Yeah.
Which we said coming into the year, Tua might get hurt, and that will be what screws this up. So, I blame Tua.
And the thing with the... Go ahead.
Garrett Wilson this past game, 13 receptions on 23 targets.
Oh, I know.
Yards and a touchdown. That's insane. That shouldn't happen.
Yeah, Rodgers loves to force it to Alan Lazard and Garrett Wilson. Where's Mike Williams? Like, I know Mike Williams isn't, like, this special player, but you still got to throw it to him. You can't force it to Garrett Wilson and Alan Lazard.
He did throw it to him.
Stephon Gilmore? Oh, yes, I remember that throw, yeah.
Brady, Manning, and Rodgers. I think a couple others on there, too, but that roster of getting a pick is crazy.
Yeah, that is a crazy roster. Yeah.
I don't know. I think the whole thing's screwed. They're screwed. A lot of mismanagement at the upper level, the coaching level, and then just ownership level. I think I said to you off, I'm like, they just need to sell and move. I know that sounds so dumb, but I'm so over it at this point. Like, you need a whole thing reset.
If you're going to fire Robert Saleh, you should fire Nathaniel Hackett. But you can't because your quarterback will throw a hissy fit.
Because whoever else comes in won't let Rodgers do whatever he wants. And Rodgers doing whatever he wants clearly does not work. So it's just like, yeah, it's unlucky.
And that goes back to all his Super Bowls. Okay, oh, how many Super Bowls?
He isn't even going
to
fire Hackett either.
Yeah, I saw that. But
then he got fired like an hour later. He got escorted out, didn't get to address the team, nothing, got full blindsided. And that's where I'm like, ownership is the issue with this Jets franchise.
Yeah, that's messed up. You can't, like, be like, hey, guys, I just got fired. Mm-hmm. I'll be leaving the team.
They're probably down. One of your predictions on our next episode, I will probably be picking against them. I don't even know who they play. I think it's the Bills.
Yeah, that sounds right. But yeah, just awful management there. But I mean, we could talk a little bit about this Jets Vikings. We touched on the Jets a little.
Yeah, let's touch on the games. Let's move on to the games.
We
did get to talk about the Thursday game, right? Did we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Wanted to make sure.
And if we did it, I'm pretty sure we did it.
I remember now. Now, I mentioned it before we started. Look at the rushing.
Oh, yeah. Their offensive line cannot, like, there's something up. I don't know what is wrong with that offensive line.
Where's Breece? Breece Hall. Like, what are you doing? That's not what I'm
missing. I think he was injured. No.
He has no excuses right now.
Is he injured?
No.
Oh, no, he's not.
The Patriots game. It makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. No, but I didn't really get to tune in for half this game. I was asleep. I think I told that, actually. I was probably going to... I was like, I'm going to be asleep.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't get to watch this game as much. I got to tune in, like, the second half. I got to watch the Gilmore interception and everything. Just... I don't know. And now we look stupid.
Yeah, this was... This was Sam Darnold's worst game, though.
Yeah, what?
Of his
what?
Season.
Let's see.
He forced it.
Yeah. Continue.
He forced it to Justin Jefferson way too often, especially down the sideline. Which, I mean, it's a bad thing, like forcing it to Jefferson, but Jordan Addison didn't get the targets he would. I mean, he got eight, but.
Yeah, six for 14 and then three for eight.
Yeah.
They need their tight end back. And Aaron Jones. Them losing Aaron Jones probably didn't do them any favors at all.
Yeah. Xavier Gibson, I think, was... No, not Xavier Gibson. It was the Jets' second corner. He played great in this game. I forget his name.
I'm slacking right now. Right now, I don't.
DJ Reed, he played really good. He kept Jordan Addison in lock. This Jets defense isn't bad.
They weren't to blame for this game.
Yeah, it was the...
It was
the offense.
It was a pick six and a rushing touchdown with a fullback, which is wild. Pick six, and then they had 200 other interceptions, which helped them get 9 more points, which was just field goals, of course, but, like, come on. Rodgers throwing 54 times. Here are my issues. Rodgers threw 54 times and only had 244 yards to show, but they only rushed 14 times in this game. So out of 68 total plays, you're only rushing a 14 of them.
They just gave up on him.
They clearly gave up on the run, which was stupid because you were in a one possession game.
Well, they started throwing it. Honestly, they threw it the whole game. Like, they didn't just stop the run. They just didn't try to run the ball much either.
No, I mean, they just expected pass, which 100% probably deals with part of the sacks. And if Rodgers threw a pick, you got to bring in the run more. And he throws another one and still no run. And another one. He threw three and you're still not running the ball. Hackett should have been the one fired. He really should have. And it frustrates me that he wasn't.
I mean, that's Rodgers' best friend. You can't fire him.
So dumb. I would never want Rodgers.
Oh, I wouldn't either. Like, I would rather take Zach Wilson this season.
No.
100%. No.
Not that far.
Okay, I'm not saying that, like, yes, you are worse off then, but you'll get a draft pick. You'll get a higher draft pick. That's crazy to say I'd rather take Zach Wilson right now, but I am so over the Rodgers hissy fit, giving up on the team, having horrible connections, chemistry with this wide receiver, or I don't know. Maybe not Zach Wilson, because that's a crazy thing to say.
20 quarterbacks right now I'd be feeling okay with over Rodgers.
I would be okay with Justin Fields or Russell Wilson over.
Not Russ, but Fields maybe right now. Fields is at least playing competent.
I mean, Wilson might actually start next game.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'll talk about that during the Steelers game. But
this is the topic I wanted to get into.
This is...
No, hold on. Is having an MVP caliber season with the worst... He is having a Drew Brees season that Drew Brees gets those MVP type seasons but has no defense. Every one of their games is one score games, and they lose by one score because the defense can't hold for crap. he sets it up so the defense has to do something at the end. But he's still putting up like 38 points on the Ravens, and then his kicker or his the kick like the guy who holds the kick snuffs it, and so they lose the game.
But my problem is there. You ran it three straight times. Why?
Yes, okay, I agree with you. As long as you agree, none of this has been on Burrow outside of game one, then I'm with you.
Oh, I don't think it's on Burrow at like I still think Burrow is a high caliber quarterback.
Yeah,
it's their defense that can't do anything. Whenever you rush, whenever you blitz, you don't get to the quarterback at all. Like,
yeah. They need to trade for somebody.
I say
Crosby, which
that. Well, I mean, I don't want to say you give up on the defense, but like you just hold it out and hope for the best, and then try to make some moves in the offseason.
Really make a smaller move. You do need a corner though. Like you have to make a move for a corner, especially now after the injuries. Like.
Yeah, it was a great game by Burrow and Lamar. Did you see that Lamar where he fumbled the snap and then he ran around and made a throw? Oh my god, for the touchdown!
Should not happen, by the way. That is a defensive disaster class, right?
It is, but it's also Lamar. Like,
yes.
No quarterback should be able to make that throw. Those are the only two guys that should make that throw, and they do.
Now, I told you about this the other day. Joe Burrow is my leading for MVP right now. Argue a wall, I don't care for the record. He's like top six in passing yards, first in passing touchdowns, and only behind like three or four quarterbacks in interceptions. And he has less interceptions than Mahomes, who's the current leader, by the way, beyond ridiculous, who's having a Daniel Jones and Patrick Mahomes are having way too similar of a season for my liking right now. Daniel Jones is having what Mahomes has with a better team. It's crazy. Like, I'm not saying anything like that, but look
at who do you take, Daniel Jones or Mahomes for your future?
Like, that's just gross that Mahomes is this close to Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy that Mahomes is even considered for MVP.
Right now, it's for me. Right now, it's between like Burrow, Allen, Baker, and Jaden Daniels. That's the list.
And Nico Collins. I would throw Nico Collins in there too. I know a wide receiver can't win MVP, but
well, Nico's hurt now. He's out for 4 weeks.
Well, yeah.
Sucks. Man, yeah, I don't know. I just think this was just no defense. Like, they just decided to just college football this thing and just continue on.
Well, I mean,
that it's not the only game that happened this week.
The Ravens' offensive line is still a concern for me. Their defense got worse than last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if this team could win a Super Bowl.
No.
I don't think this team...
I think both of these teams could, with slight adjustments to certain positions. Ravens would be offensive line and defense, and then Bengals, it would just truly just be the defense. Like a corner and an edge rusher. Doesn't even have to be an elite guy. It could just be someone competent. Sorry, I can't see.
Yeah. Let me...
Obviously, running it three times at the end of the game wasn't cool either. Like, that to me, I think, was my biggest bug, is, like, where's the throw? You have Chase and you have Higgins. Make a 5-yard throw. I think that was kind of
interesting
for me. Higgins had 14 targets. Chase, wow. They got to find a way. They either this offseason they have to decide if they want to keep Higgins or if they want to go after some like defensive.
You got to go after defensive guys. It's easy to draft a wide receiver.
It is.
And hit on them. it's harder to get a good
top three pick, and they're projected the top corner. In my opinion, who's the top true corner? But hey, everybody hates me for that one, so it's fine.
Who's your number one corner?
Will Johnson, 100%. He plays at the highest level. He's getting pick sixes almost every week. Travis is insane, yeah, but Will plays at a higher level.
They're both. And Travis will probably be a wide receiver going into the NFL.
No.
He won't be?
No.
Oh.
Please, no. Like, he'd be stupid to think to do that, actually. He is such a better corner on film, like, from what I've watched already. Like, it's insane. Obviously, he runs routes great. Cool. That benefits you as a corner. And wide receivers and corners are getting closer and closer in pay. Like, slowly but surely, I think when we see Sauce Gardner get his contract, he'll start hitting that wide receiver number. And so I think Travis would be smart to pick corner and then also play wide receiver packages at times. So I'm not saying he goes full, but I'm saying he still should play some wide receiver, but, like, stick to corner. You're better at it.
Yeah. Dude, Derrick Henry has not fallen off.
No, he hasn't.
Like, I thought he was.
We thought he'd dip a little bit. Yeah, no.
He's still there. Oh, this game. I loved watching this game.
I didn't watch this. What? The Donnie Mitchell threw a pass but can't catch? No, I guess he could catch this game.
What?
Pittman sold my bag this week on a bet, and I'm so upset. I mean, he got hurt, so, like, I'm going to cut some slack. But, like, he's out for 4 games probably, by the way. Apparently he might go to Iowa.
But this game right here, so it was 20-10, and going into the fourth, I thought, okay, Colts defense got to step up if they want to win. And then Joe Flacco turned up. And he rushed the ball. He threw the ball. Looked like a MVP in that fourth quarter. Basically, this game in a summary is Colts score, Jaguars score, and then Colts score again, and then Jaguars, the Colts defense got to stop, and then one possession game, and then they tied it, and then scored again. And Colts defense couldn't stop them. It was just a flip-flop game. Like, they would score very quickly, too. And yeah. And Jags won. They got it tied and then just couldn't stop Jaguars.
Which, like, okay, I'm looking at positives because obviously I didn't get to watch it. I think Etienne's hurt, by the way. That's why Bigsby's getting so much work, guys. So please don't overreact.
These 2 weeks, Tank Bisbee has been a dog.
I'm just glad I have him in Dynasty. When I have ETN everywhere, and every league I have ETN, I always got Bigsby, just for the just-in-case factors. And, like, I'm fine. So, but pros and cons. Running game, pro. Trevor Lawrence was a pro. No sacks in this game, also a pro. Brian Thomas Jr., let's look at the stats overall this season. Huge pro. I really wish the Patriots traded up for him, but I still think we got a dog. There are just a lot of pros for this Jags team this week. Defense could step up. Obviously, everybody knows they need help. Let's see. As for the Colts, they look better with Flacco than Richardson. Wrong to say?
I fear it's not.
Three touchdowns, no picks. He got sacked 4 times, which is an O-line issue. Partially maybe on him, partially not. Run game was obviously lacking. I think they win this game with Taylor, but they didn't have him.
They should have won this game if the defense just stepped up.
I know another game like that this week, too.
Like, the linebackers are a big issue in India.
I notice that with a lot of teams right now.
Yeah, because there's just not that many great linebackers in the league.
Small. so they could guard, and so now they're not being able to tackle. Deep ball machine, though, by the way.
Alex Pierce could be wide receiver one and on the call to now.
Yeah. And now with Pittman out, you need Downs and Mitchell. You especially need your rookie to step up, but Downs and Mitchell. Downs is obviously your slot guy. He's going to take the dirty work. But then Mitchell's got to step up on the outside with Pittman out.
Yeah.
Which, Pittman, did you see the route where he fell? Yeah, it made me laugh.
No, I did not.
Dang. I didn't get to really watch this game as much. Cause I was stuck watching pure torture. And I think that's the next game.
I saw a meme. I sent it to you. Hold up.
So that was on everything but YouTube. You see me wiping my eyes right now because this game actually moved my head. Okay, first positive. Positive note. I've always been told to start with a positive note. Drake May is now our starting quarterback. Now the negatives. Why didn't Drake May play this week? You're playing a terrible Dolphins team. Where's Drake May in this game? Tyler Huntley out threw Jacoby Brissett. I can't believe I said that. Who threw an interception. Brissett just didn't do anything. Brissett got sacked less times than Huntley did, but he had a higher pressure rate. Stevenson looked great. Gibson looked great. Their run game just ate through us. Obviously, Achan might be out for a while. They just went through us in the run game, which wasn't okay. As for the pass game, I mean, they have Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. So, I kind of added them together. So, like, I expect a little more out of that. We didn't allow a touchdown. Positive. By the way, Polk had a touchdown, and I stand by that. That is the dumbest rule. Did you see it?
No, I let you watch this game because I didn't want to torture myself.
I'm pulling it up.
I think the big problem with the Dolphins is they have a quarterback that cannot learn their system.
No.
Like, their system is so in-depth and very, very difficult to learn that it's hard for a quarterback to learn it. And I don't think Jalen Wright or Tyler Huntley really knows that offense. And he's just not good.
It was a toe tap. Hold on. It'll pull up. It's going to make me do it. That sucks. We're not sponsored.
It's just... And I don't blame Tyreek Hill or Jaylen Waddle because you have Tyler Huntley at quarterback.
Yeah. It'll show. I want you to see. Do you think this is a touchdown? Do you think this rule needs to be changed? I think this rule needs to be changed because it's outdated. There's no difference between this and everything else. I think he's a dog though. Like, there it is. I'm just gonna. ESPN, are you going to work? Look, come on. Work with me here. For those on everything but YouTube, I apologize. This thing... Why are we getting ads? Come on, dog. Let's try to do this with no ads.
Yeah, I'm...
Is it showing at all, or is it lagging? You good?
Yeah, I was just looking at... The touchdown on my...
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up for those on YouTube for the visual side of things. This should be a touchdown. I know I'm biased, guys. Like, I'm very aware. But, like, this is such a stupid rule. Even Dolphins fans after the game are like, that shouldn't be a thing. Like, here we go. Looking at this in-game, pulling up full screen on YouTube, that's a touchdown. 100% to me, that's a touchdown.
Why wasn't it a touchdown?
Why wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know the ruling about back of the foot?
Oh.
It's such a stupid rule. Like, look at this. Toe. He gets his toe down. That's where I call touchdown. The toe is down inbounds. But because he's going out to his backside, it's not a touchdown. If he was facing the other way, it's a touchdown. That is a stupid rule.
I get the rule. I understand the rule there, but it's also like, he had his foot down.
If his foot's in bounds, it's a touchdown. I'm going to say, though, okay, it was a correct call. So I'm not upset at the ref. I'm upset at the league for it existing. Also, did you see that this disaster class of special teams?
Didn't they block a punt?
We blocked a punt, blocked like two field goals. It was insane. We're obviously hurt on defense and everything. Well, Gonzalez looked phenomenal in this game. He kind of did have two interceptions. Like, it should have been another interception. We didn't get to the quarterback as much as I would have liked. Where's Keon White? He didn't even get a sack. He's not recording like how I was hoping he would this week. He actually had one in the end zone, and then Tyreek Hill had to turn into a DB, by the way, like, for the interception. So, like, I'm just frustrated. I'm just glad Drake May's playing. It's going to be May, guys. It's going to be May. He's probably going to against this Texans team, but, like, I'm just happy he's playing. It's so much better.
If I'm a Patriots fan, I don't care how – if y'all lose by 120. I just want to see good football from Drake May.
Which, like, I'm going to give him 3 weeks at least, like every other quarterback, because it took every rookie quarterback this year at least 3 weeks to throw a touchdown pass. So.
And he's. And he's on the Patriots, too.
Yeah, we have a. Like, the only issue I truly see with this Patriots team right now is the offensive line. The wide receivers, I have no quarrels with our wide receiver core. Obviously, Bourne's coming back from injury, so he's going to take a minute. But then Douglas looked good in this game. He got separation. He caught his passes. Booty, he started. He had a key block on our touchdown. And he was making good catches. Henry, of course, always solid. And Polk had a touchdown. Didn't count, but it was a touchdown. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have much more on this game. Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on to this game. Deshaun Watson gave up on his team during this game. They were going for it on fourth down, and then Deshaun Watson literally ran off the field and basically refused to go for it on fourth down. And he's still starting next week. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that he's starting.
Browns fans from TikTok, I hope y'all are still watching. What was that about, y'all? Like, hating on me for my Browns take?
Yeah.
Like, y'all went after me. And guaranteed, at the time, it was valid. But now looking back, I'm just saying, come on. Like, you gotta at least come back and be like, all right, fair enough. Deshaun Watson and Josh Allen sold my parlay, too. Sold another parlay. You can't even throw for 150 yards in a football game. What? Four quarters of football? You can't even average, like, enough to throw for 150 yards? Are you kidding?
I don't think Deshaun Watson has thrown over 200 yards this year.
He has. Every other game, he's thrown over 150 yards every other game. I think it is. Let's look at the game log. ESPN, love you so much.
Yeah, he's not.
He's only thrown over 200 yards. But he's thrown over 150 yards every week. So,
And
the betting odds was -900.
Okay? And you play
this is literally me adding this to the parlay to go, yeah, this will just make it a little more free and a little more money. Nope. Psych.
Thing is, too, you play Dallas's defense, not good. You play the Commanders' defense, one of the worst in the league. You play the Jaguars, not very good. You play all these defenses that are not good. And you can't perform?
And by week 7 or week 8.
Dude, I don't know at this point. Like, by now you should have been like, you should realize, okay, Deshaun Watson cannot win a football game.
I think Winston will be starting by like week 8. He might like come in during one of these games full on.
I mean, Kevin Stefanski said we're not benching him next week. Like, he's our starter. I mean, he's a captain. He's a captain, too. Like, I don't understand how you can be okay with Deshaun Watson playing this poor and then expect to win football games. You just cannot expect that.
100% a captain for the Patriots, too.
And he legit gave up on his team halfway through the game.
Yeah.
And you're still going to be like, yep, he's our guy.
No. No thanks.
I think...
Jerry Jeudy was doing so good this season, too. And then this week happened, and he just didn't do anything. It was just a...
I can't even look at, like, anything else but Deshaun on that offense because I don't know what this offense could really be with a okay quarterback.
Yeah, and the thing is, this Commanders, or this Browns defense is good. Like, and they still put up 34. Like, the run game was killed for the most part in this game. Guaranteed, Brian Robinson's hurt.
Yeah.
He killed outside of Jaden just being Jaden. It's like
Jaden is.
He's rookie of the year. I think that
he is great. Yeah, 100%. Like if he keeps this up, like 100%.
The man should feel good. I think all three teams at the top should feel good though. I'm being biased right now, of course, but I think they should all feel good. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get to watch this game, unfortunately. I just got to see highlights and stuff.
Basically, Deshaun took sacks, threw bad throws. Jaden Daniels played Jaden Daniels football.
Okay. Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, moving. Now this game, Josh freaking Allen, buddy. 175 yards is all I needed out of you today. And you couldn't even throw 10 completions.
Josh Allen struggled.
He had an Anthony Richardson day. That's what I'm going to start calling that. The Anthony Richardson days.
Okay, now. You can't say all that. You would see at least one interception there.
Really?
His receivers, Josh Allen's receivers, like, aren't...
He didn't have Shakir in this game.
Yeah.
I think that was a huge hurt.
You need one of the receivers to step up.
They're not using Coleman correctly, though. That's another issue. And Steve Smith talked about it, actually. I was watching it. They don't use Coleman how Coleman should be used all the time. Get him the ball early. Let him make plays downfield.
Yeah, I mean, this Texans defense really stepped up and stopped Josh Allen through the first half, and then they just ran. They ran
the ball. Got hurt, which is a worry. Did you see the injury report for the Texans? It's literally two pages long, and one of them is basically all non-participants. This Texans team is 4-1 with like the injury report they have. If they get healthy,
I mean,
just my take.
CJ Stroud has never heard of the sophomore slump.
No, you're jinxing him right now. But Stroud is a dog, all right? Like, I'm not putting him – I guess he was my MVP pick, but, like, yeah. He's going to have another good week this weekend, though, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Diggs also stepped up in Nico's absence. Tank Dell looks about what I expected Tank Dell to look like in the league. Xavier Hutchinson, once Nico went out, made a few plays. I expect to see him this next week, maybe the week after. This Texans
is a one game. What I really want to talk about is the end game for the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
They threw it three straight times.
Yeah, they threw the game away.
Like, literally threw the game away. All you needed to do was run the ball. And then they wouldn't have time to get down the field. To be fair, they did allow a punt return to get in field goal range. So.
I don't care. There's no excuses.
That is fair. You shouldn't have thrown the ball. Maybe if you wanted to get aggressive, run the ball the first play. Take some time off and then throw the ball.
Yes.
You cannot throw it three straight times.
Imagine you run that ball twice. There's no clock. Goes to overtime. Gives you a chance. this team could be 4-1, and this team could be 3-2. There's a coaching issue up there, and I've been saying that for a while, but nobody likes to adhere to it.
I mean, I think Sean McDermott's doing fine. I understand because it's Josh Allen. I understand. Like, I get where he's coming from, but I don't agree with throwing the ball. Like, if you want to throw it twice, I get it.
He had 9 completions on the day. Josh Allen did, right, at that point. So that
but it's Josh Allen.
No, I don't care. He's 9 for 27, and you're throwing the ball still. You got to have a little bit of mental math there. He completes a third of his throws. You're assuming he completes one of those throws for at least 10 yards? No. Don't expect that.
You got to have confidence in your quarterback still.
You also have to have competence as a head coach.
Yeah, but Josh Allen, like, if you give the ball to Josh Allen, like, I trust him. I fully trust him. And I've trusted him. I trusted when they threw it, but he just did not make anything out of it. It was just a rough day for Allen.
Yeah, it was a really bad day for Allen. I mean, this
and his receivers just aren't doing anything. And they need to do something.
If you had Shakir, I think they probably have a chance. But I also think if this Texans team's fully healthy, they win anyway.
Yeah.
My hopes and dreams did not happen. Bryce Young did look good when he came in, though. I'm just saying. I don't care if it was against backups or not. Bryce Young actually looked kind of solid.
Yeah, after the 27-7 at halftime, I focused on other games.
Fair. Chuba Hubbard? No way! No freaking way! Hold on. Hold the freaking phone. Did I talk to you about this kid at all this offseason?
No, I don't. Maybe.
So happy. He was my sleeper. He was my puka for this draft. I thought this kid was going to be nuts. Because the film, he looks insane. Like, absolutely wild. Which he actually obviously had a good day. Deontay Johnson slumped, which you can say to the corners of Chicago is expected. Xavier Leggett got hurt, I believe, right? No, he's fine. Okay. He walked it off. Yeah, I just can't believe Coker was the one who did something. That is so crazy. It made me a little weak for this football week. Caleb Williams looks awesome. I think he has more 300-yard passing games than Fields does during Fields' time in Chicago now.
He might. I think I saw that spot somewhere. Yeah. I think Caleb's fine. I'm not worried for Caleb. DeAndre Swift running game, it was good. Like, it was just a crappy team versus a decent team. And the decent team destroyed the awful team. So I expected nothing less. DJ Moore looked happier.
Oh, my goodness.
He made a little joke. Did you see it? Where he was like, Caleb Williams has been more bossy lately, and people took it like as legit, but he's like, I'm joking. Like, it was a joke.
Chuba Hubbard looked good. I'm trying to just look for positives in this Panthers team. Chuba Hubbard looked good. I expect Bryce Young, by the way, back starting within a couple weeks. Who do they play this week? Falcons? Home? I expect Bryce in by halftime. Bryce is going to come back. I fully expect it. I think he has the chance to elevate the offense more than Andy Dalton does, but Andy Dalton just knows how to game manage better.
Yeah.
Sophomore slump, which was expected for Bryce, considering how bad this team is. They are just.
But I have to see more. Like, through those first 3 weeks, he was not seeing down the field at all. He wasn't playing very well. His accuracy, it was just some issues that I, like.
His two games that he played, he didn't throw a single touchdown. And obviously, clearly.
And those picks were bad.
It was really just all bad around. I think there's a lot going into why he wasn't doing good. Obviously, bad decision making. There's a lot of everything. wide receivers weren't stepping up in the first couple weeks either. O-line looks okay. Now, like, they looked like they've finally gelled as an O-line. So, this is his best little statistical moment, was this game. So, I just hope he does good. I'm cheering for him, always.
Yeah.
Definitely cheering for. Who had a freaking... Nope, wrong game. Who had a freaking
Bo Nix.
Game.
Bo Nix.
Freaking Nix.
Bo Leave.
I'm not going to call him what Jack calls him, but Bo freaking Nix.
What is Jack call him?
Nope, not on the podcast.
You got to say it now. You got to.
I'll text it to you.
I'll say it if it's not too crazy. I... Oh, yeah. No, not going to say it on this
podcast. I've heard him say it once, maybe twice now.
I respect the name, though.
I do, too. Bo is looking like... Someone said, like, a mobile Drew Brees, which is wild, by the way. But he looks like a... like
who's... Did Sean Payton say that? Did Sean Payton say that?
He's getting through his Ferris Bueller slump. I do have some issues with this Broncos team. I think they need more playmakers. And something I did want to bring up is they could be 6-2 in 3 weeks. If you want to, I'll show you their schedule. I know we're talking about the games, but like, look at their schedule. Outside of the Chargers game, they're at home. That's a winnable game. Then the Saints are coming in with Spencer Rattler. That should be a win. And then they play the Panthers again. Should be a win. They could be 6-2 in 3 weeks.
This defense needs to keep the consistency up. Bo Nix, keep playing like he's playing.
They need a weapon. That's where I have an issue right now, because they need another weapon. Which, Franklin looks to start be stepping up. Cortland looks solid. Javonte Williams, have yourself a freaking day. Thank you for finally coming to play. Yeah, they just need some weapons. This Raiders team's screwed. Send over like a second round pick, or not a second round pick. Send over Davante Adams for Russell Wilson and a second round pick or something right now. Like, y'all need a quarterback.
Yeah. You just, I hate to say this, but like, just get through the season and draft a quarterback.
I agree. I don't disagree with you. It's just. Which is where I kind of sat with him to season Starmer. Like, I remember we were off on him, because, like, come on, you know, Raiders.
Yeah.
And they don't look good. Aiden O'Connell's going to be starting next week. I'm curious to see how that goes. I actually like O'Connell a lot more for some reason. I think it's because I have been fantasy football, but, yeah.
Aiden O'Connell is just better than Gardner Minshew, and he's younger, so you could see a lot more out of him.
You have some chance. And then they still have a run game. And
I mean,
the passing game's lacking without Adams, but Bauer stepped up. And Jacoby Myers, dude. I miss him so much.
Yeah. I mean, the Raiders quarterback situation's like a QB 34 and QB 35. It's like...
Yeah, it's like the Steelers, but like worse.
Yeah, that's... I was going to compare them.
Two competent quarterbacks versus two not competent quarterbacks. Well, I'm going to give O'Connell a minute, but, like, one not competent and one maybe competent quarterback. Yeah. No, but for real, though, like, this Broncos team, I like what I'm seeing out of this team. Again, I need another playmaker for this offense. Little Jordan Humphrey, former Patriot, should not be your number one guy. It should be Sutton or Franklin. They need a tight end, though, which I heard they might trade for Pitts. If they're 6-3 or 6-2, I'm calling for Pitts or something. I don't know if Pitts is available. Apparently that was last week.
I mean,
at that point,
Courtland Sutton for Pitts, I would take that.
Not that though. You need a tight end, and you need your... I'd be sending picks.
I mean, yes, but like, if the Falcons want Courtland Sutton, I would.
I might do it. I might.
Because, like, what has Courtland Sutton done this season?
He's been their top receiver and their only receiver all season long.
Well, okay. Like, has he been a number one guy, though?
I mean, no. They're their number one guy, but no. But they also didn't look. If you looked at last week, when they was it last week, whatever week he threw for 60 yards, Bo Nix did.
Oh yeah, it was last week.
All of his stuff went to Sutton. Sutton is the wide receiver core, so that's where I have an issue with getting rid of Sutton. They just need a number two, which honestly they could draft high this next year.
Yeah.
Maybe they go for Tez Johnson, which is, by the way, Bo Nix's, like, brother. If you heard that whole story, they like, adopted him and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, like, that'd be kind of cool. The guy out of Oregon. Another Oregon guy. It's funny.
Yeah. Okay, before we get in these 4 o'clock game,
yeah.
This Sunday was my brother's birthday, so we went out and eat during these games.
Yeah.
So did not really catch him.
I got to get him. Okay.
Okay, awesome.
Okay. Purdy didn't look good. I love saying that. Kyler looked good from what I saw. This 49ers team doesn't know how to keep a lead, save their lives right now. There's defensive issues. The offense. Brandon Ayuk finally shows up in a game and everybody else forgets how to play football. It's really showing that they're missing Christian McCaffrey. Like, I know.
100%.
I think he's great. But it's showing that they're missing McCaffrey. Well, let's see. Michael Wilson was top wide receiver for this team this week, and he looked good. I liked him this in the draft the year before. McBride looked good. Marvin Harrison didn't do much, but he did what he was supposed to. Could have caught a few more passes, but did what he was supposed to. Cardinals team just kind of did what they – everybody did what they were supposed to for this Cardinals team. I would love to see more rushes out of this team, though, like more positive rushes for more guys instead of just James Conner and Kyler. Like, where's Trey Benson? I remember everybody drafted him in fantasy thinking he was going to come in and replace Conner. Worried about that a little bit. Jordan Mason, again, you're just missing CMC, which you shouldn't need 17 superstars for a team to work. That kind of attests to some quarterback play who threw 2 picks in this game against a not-so-great Cardinals defense. San Fran also couldn't score after half, as you can see on the score sheet. For those on, I kind of forget we're doing not just YouTube. So, for those on, what is that, Spotify and Apple and everything else, San Fran didn't score after half. So there's a huge issue there. And the defense didn't look good. Like, this Niners team has just a lot more holes. And didn't we expect that with how bad their draft was? Like, we thought they had a bad draft, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, we kind of expected it from.
Yeah. Let's pull up next game, because you said you didn't get to watch these. This Rams team, we're expecting this out of this Rams team. I'm not blaming Stafford. I'm blaming the fact that all of his wide receivers are gone. Love didn't even really have that great of a day. He had a good day, though. Not great, but good. Jacobs had a solid day. Kyren Williams, of course, looked good. Blake Corum is getting looked finally. Like, oh my goodness. You know, I think I talked to you about this a lot and before season, or maybe like not on the podcast, but I was like, I need Blake Corum to come in because
yeah.
Tucker Kraft had a day though, for tight ends. He's like third tight end right now.
Dude, I think Tucker Kraft is taking over. What's his name?
Guy who's in trouble right now?
They're tied in one.
Oh, yeah. He's probably tied in one now. Who was it that got in trouble, though, for the team? The wide receiver. Drafted 4th round. Not Christian Watson, but the other guy in that draft.
Oh.
Casual. I can lift everything about him, but his name.
Oh my gosh, dude. I know who you're talking about. I just cannot get it.
This is not working. Hold on. Reed, are you going to be able to tell me anything? Dobbs. There we go. Thank you,
Reed. Joshua Dobbs, yes.
Yeah. Not Joshua Dobbs. Romeo Dobbs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Josh.
He's the quarterback, the pastor, not man. No, but yeah, I think he's taking Dobbs' role. Which looks great. Looks very efficient. I could see Dobbs being shopped for this team, like a team that needs a wide receiver. I could see them maybe sending Dobbs somewhere else just so that Dobbs gets happy, You have Wicks taking over the role too, and of course, you're without Christian Watson because he got hurt. But like with Reed, Wicks, and Watson, you're okay.
But Watson isn't like he isn't really doing much.
He makes a play and gets hurt. He's too injury prone, which was what I thought when he came out. I don't know. This Rams team, Whittington looks like the wide receiver one while they're without their top two boys. Man, Whittington went for seven receptions, 89 yards, and 10 targets. He looked like their one. He's the rookie out of Texas. He was drafted 7th round. Let me see. Yeah. By the way, Seattle is the top team in the NFC West, which if you told somebody before the season that, they'd call you an idiot. So that's wild to me. This Packers team, I think you're just seeing Jordan Love come back from an injury, so he's still coming back and just taking his time. I also don't think that this Rams defense is that bad either. It's just the offense can't do anything, so that sucks. Xavier McKinney has had an interception every game this year, so a little fun fact.
Yeah, and the edge rushers they cannot get to the quarterback. The Packers can't.
I mean, they got three times, but like, it's
a Rams line. Yeah. You're playing a preseason Rams team right now with Stafford.
With Stafford and Kyren, and that's pretty much it. It's wild. Yeah, no, but Jordan, seriously, like, he looks better and better every week. He's not going to win MVP, but this Packers team, I like him. Okay. Did you get to watch this at all? Did you get to watch
the
blocked field goal?
No, I did not.
Because you know how you can't hold down people on the line? The defender for the Giants held the guy down. The other guy jumped over him. Both illegal, by the way. I'm pretty sure now. And then they returned it for a touchdown. So this game, the Seahawks should have been able to tie it, and they should be 4-1. Yeah. Let's see, receiving-wise. Slayton stepped up with them not having neighbors, which was awesome. Tracy looks like a running back one for this team, which is so good because I was worried about the run game without Saquon. Let's see what else. How is Lockett your wide receiver one? I don't know. This Giants team really isn't that horrible. They're just not great. Geno didn't really have a great day. He just kind of threw the ball around. Which sounds so dumb. Which him having 4 carries for 72 yards is insanely ridiculous. They just didn't have a run game. Because you can thank that Giants defense.
Devin Singletary for the Giants just is not the answer. I mean,
Tracy should be RB1 now.
Yeah,
I'd pick him up in fantasy if he's somehow still available. No, but just apparently Thibodeau's out, by the way, as well. Just point out the injuries that I remember. Yeah. If I'm the Giants, though, like, this season, it's kind of like, I don't know where I'd feel. I'd be happy that we're winning, but at the same time, like, we need a quarterback. You need a lot of things, not just a quarterback, but, like, we need a quarterback.
Yeah.
Having that bad of a year, though. Like, overall, he's having, statistically speaking, not the worst year in the world. I wouldn't be that mad. By the way, if this Bengals team loses to this Giants team, their coach, I will start agreeing with you that Zach Taylor should be fired.
Zach Taylor has not been a good coach for years. During the Super Bowl, he wasn't. Like, yeah, it's just bad.
My friend sent me a meme of Drake May's first snap. He usually sends me football stuff, and I thought it was something important. So I was like, uh-oh. It's like, who got hurt? But it was just a meme. I'll send it to you after. It's so funny.
I did catch this game, though.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
By the way, you shouldn't have freaking lost. This wasn't on Fields at all. This is on play calling and offensive line.
Oh, 100% the play calling is poor. Like, I don't... It's just so bad over in Pittsburgh. It's not even funny.
He's doing squat either, by the way. I'm a little...
You know why?
Diggs.
His snap count is at an all time low. Like, why is Pickens? I don't know. Arthur Smith loves his backups. He loves thinking it's the preseason.
See, I warned you with this too, dog. I did. I was like, it's not going to be good. The fact that Fields only threw for 131 yards is insane. Y'all's overall yards, keeping it this close, is wild. Things considered. Considering they had 400 yards, Brady else 200. Your defense was phenomenal in this game. Just the play calling was not.
Yeah, our defensive play calling's bad. Like, I don't... Like, if we had a better play caller than Terrell Austin, I think this defense would be the best in the league. And it still is one of the best in the league. But it would be better.
You're doing bad.
It's
over 8 yards up though.
Yeah, we can't stop the run, sadly.
Stop the run or the pass.
Well, Alex Highsmith is out, so but Nick Herbig, he got injured, which he's a star.
Tackle?
Who else? Oh, Elandon Roberts is a dog. He's a beast. Like, our defense is not concerning at all. Like, the play calling is the big thing for the Steelers and allowing big plays. And I saw someone on Twitter said, like, in the past 17 games, Minshew Fitzpatrick's stats, like, 0 forced fumbles, 0 interceptions. And what?
Has he just dropped off a cliff or what?
No. No, it's the play calling. So the Steelers, they play Minshew Fitzpatrick deep. Like, he wants to play up closer, but they force him to play deeper because we allow so many big plays. So
safeties.
But the thing is, if you actually watch these games, Minshew Fitzpatrick is still at the ball. Like, not as much as he usually is, but because they're playing deeper coverage. So they're trying to stop the big plays. So that's allowing teams to run more yards on us. So we can't really find that middle ground on defense. And it's not the players. It's Terrell Austin. Whenever we had Brian Flores, we should have fired Terrell Austin and put Brian Flores. But, you know, Mike Tomlin. Oh, let me rant about Mike Tomlin for a minute.
I'll let you.
I like Mike Tomlin. I've always loved Mike Tomlin, and I've always defended Mike Tomlin with everything. I still think he's a great coach. I think he creates stars like no other.
Yeah.
Like Pickens, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, TJ Watt, Cameron Hayward. I could keep going forever. But the thing is, he does not like to go outside of his comfort zone. Like, he wants to keep that very simple offense and just like an old-timey offense. And that's just not where the NFL is.
Yeah,
and
mentality, which he shouldn't even have. The Bill Belichick.
And that's why they hired Arthur Smith, because Arthur Smith, of course, loved what Mike Tomlin was doing, and he was like, "Oh yes, this is the guy." I don't know why I convinced myself otherwise that that Arthur Smith was going to do something special, and it's just so bad. Like, I don't want Mike Tomlin to get fired. I'm not saying that. I just wish he'd get outside of his comfort zone. But this offense, Justin Fields isn't the problem. I still think he's playing all right football. He's not playing as good as he was through the first 3 weeks.
Solution, but he's not a problem either.
Najee Harris will be gone. He is not.
He's your only competent runner, though. He's your only competent runner.
This man is not fast at all.
I'm aware, but like, he's the only guy competent enough. Right now,
I think Jalen Warren, when he gets back healthy, Jalen Warren is a dog. Jalen Warren, I said this last year. Jalen Warren and Najee Harris are on the same playing field for me, which might be a crazy statement, but everything Najee Harris does, Jalen Warren can do it the same or even better. And we can't allow Van Jefferson to be our wide receiver too. In what world did we think Van Jefferson was going to be our wide receiver too and we were going to be okay?
Keep in mind, you're supposed to have Roman Wilson. You're supposed to have this other guy. You're like, you're supposed to have all these people. And they're just
yes. Not. Like Roman Wilson, I believe he's playing next week. And we just can't not allow George Pickens not to be on the field. Like, what are we doing?
He should be on the field every single play. I don't care if he's throwing fit.
He should be playing.
He's a diva. You drafted him. You knew he was a diva. You should expect him to be a diva.
He is, but I would be doing the same thing. Or, okay, I wouldn't be, but, like, did you see his face paint? Or not his face paint, but...
something about kill or something?
No, it said open...
it's effing open, yeah.
Yeah, open, yeah. And Mike Tomlin said, oh, I didn't even see that. How do you not see that, Mike Tomlin? Like, you're the head coach. Like, he didn't even notice that that's what he's wearing.
He's available for trade. The Patriots take him, and we actually have a wide receiver one beside. Yeah, that'd be so great. So, would y'all like to get rid of your divas after keeping him for 4 years? Okay, I did want to point something out funny from this game. Dak Prescott is the only quarterback in history to throw a touchdown one day and another touchdown the next day.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty funny.
I think it's pretty funny. No, I really do think this team has potential. There's just...
Yeah, I thought that this offense was progressing for the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then, you know how many... He only played 60% of the snaps this game.
That's not okay. Unless he's hurt, which...
No, he's perfectly fine. Like, I don't... Like, I think Mike Tomlin might be on... He might get a little drunk before games, I think.
You think?
I mean, and Arthur Smith, they might go to the bar before games and just, like, let's drink. I don't know, dude. It's just, I've been holding this in for days, you can clearly see.
You started off 3-0, and then you're also in one score games, too, so it's not like it's, like, far off.
I wasn't worried about this game.
You had no reason to be. There was no reason to be worried about this game, and now y'all are, which is so ridiculous.
I mean, Justin Fields did miss throws. Like, there were open guys he could have thrown to.
Yeah,
but like,
he missed 12 throws. But, like, at the same time, you don't have a wide receiver of competence.
Yeah, and our play calling is...
Cowboys defense.
I could play call. Like, I could call plays because how simple this offense is.
It kind of is, though. Like, you should be running up the middle with Najee or doing... Like, there should be a lot more read options.
This is literally what we do. I could tell you our three down play.
So big for this offense, and it's not. Because that's what Arthur Smith excelled at when he was like,
yes,
was play action, and he's not doing it at all.
Well, I mean, Broderick Jones is a joke.
Well, yeah.
But this is what we do.
Yeah.
Run, and then play action. And then we run the ball or throw the ball on third down. Like, it's just like a very simple, basic, like, there's no, hold up. I want to see where we rank in motion because there's no way it's.
By the way, the Cowboys have not won a game at home this year. I find that very interesting. Let me pull up the next game too as well.
Yeah, I just had to go on a little rant there.
You're fine. I didn't watch this game. I'm just going to level with you. I just saw that Juju had a day.
Yeah.
What is y'all's pressure rate, though? I'm curious.
Pressure rate?
No, not pressure rate. Motion rate.
For some reason, I cannot find it. I mean, it's one of the lowest in the league. And that's the thing. Like, the NFL is going so much on motion that...
Motion is very important.
Awesome. Well, to Mike Tomlin, it's the least of our worries. We... I don't know. It's not on here. It's not... Why is it not on NFL Pro?
Let me... So, okay. I'm just looking at stats for this game. Did you watch it? What was wrong with it? Chiefs was really a better team than the Saints?
Yeah, basically. That's...
Okay. And Derek...
Derek Carr... yeah. Derek Carr is just not... Like, he had those three games and then...
Fell off. He didn't have a bad day either. He was just hurt and everything and... Obviously, this Chiefs team has a good defense. Just, you couldn't get a run game going, clearly. And Olave wasn't involved, which is not okay either. Really hoping now that Spencer Rattler comes in this next week that Olave just actually acts like a wide receiver one. That'd be amazing. You also shouldn't be allowing Kareem Hunt in 2024 to get 100 yards and a touchdown on you. Nor should you be allowing in 2024 Juju Smith-Schuster to get 7 receptions for 130 yards on you. In 2024. Like, these are very wild. If, oh my gosh, yeah. This is insane. Saints defense just wasn't there, clearly. Yeah.
Yeah, the Chiefs are a better team.
Yeah. It's basically... they won't be undefeated for long. I don't expect it much longer.
Yeah, I'm surprised they are still undefeated.
Who do you play next? Niners? Oh, that's not fair. You get a crippled Niners. Then the Raiders. Come on, Broncos and Bills.
I know. The Chiefs struggle against the Broncos for some reason.
They really do. The only reason they ever beat the Broncos as of like this past season was because they had Russell Wilson in. And they had Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah. But yeah,
that was these games this past week. I enjoyed this week. I think it's been a very entertaining season so far. So I'm excited for. I did not want to look at the seats. Did I click on seats? I didn't think I clicked on seats. Oh, I clicked on tickets. You know what? Maybe I did, guys. My fault. I just wanted to see this. This is obviously a Thursday night game, so we're gonna do our prediction for this one. Probably wrap it up after that.
Yeah.
Loki. Give me the Seahawks.
I'm taking Niners.
Taking Niners. I mean, that's fair. That's very fair. I just think it's at home for the Seahawks. And, yeah.
Yeah, I think the defense on the Seahawks is injured. And
it's the Niners.
And I think this Niners team can outperform their injured defense. But, I mean your Geno Smith take, it's not looking too good.
I mean, when you just have DK Metcalf sitting there wide buck naked open, I mean, it's like Tua last year with Hill, you know, and you just chuck it up there. He's somewhere down there.
I mean,
Seattle gives themselves a buffer right here, though, for the division. Kind of a big one. I'm curious to see how that works out on tomorrow. Actually, this will be dropping tomorrow, I realize. So, curious to see how this one goes.
Yeah, interested to. This is a big game for both of them.
It will be. This is a maker, not like make or break, but it's like a huge tell on what's wrong and what they need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously we picked opposites for this one, which feels fair. We'll have our full predictions up probably tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Before our video, so if you want to check that out on TikTok or Instagram, that'd be awesome. Just give us a like or follow on there. That'd be greatly appreciated. But yeah. I feel like that's where we could wrap it up today, you know? It's a great episode. Just want to say thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, listen out in the comments below. As always, thank you all for tuning in. I hope y'all tune in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.